something I want you to do, especially for me.
It's 7 o'clock at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. And don't forget our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest on WRJN. Coming up in just a few moments, your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize package, Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats, or be a finalist for grand prizes that include a lake house getaway, a trip to Door County, or an escape to Lake Geneva. In just a moment or two, I'll give you that word that you have to text to win right here at WRJN. It's 7:01 now.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez, a double first in Mexico. Manuel Lopez Obrador protege. Claudia Sheinbaum has been elected the country's first female and first Jewish president. The 61-year-old former energy scientist spoke through an interpreter.
As I have said in other occasions, I didn't get here alone. We all came here with our female heroes that gave us our land, with our ancestors, our mothers, our daughters, and our granddaughters.
She beat her main rival, also a woman, by about 30 percentage points. Jury selection begins in Delaware today in Hunter Biden's gun trial. CBS's Erica Brown is in Wilmington.
Prosecutors say that he made false statements on a federal form about his drug use, and this trial comes after a plea agreement unraveled in federal court last year. Now, if convicted, Hunter Biden faces up to 25 years in prison.
The president's son faces trial on tax charges in California later this year. Two plainclothes New York City police officers are hospitalized in stable condition after they were allegedly shot by a robbery suspect, part of a small group on mopeds and scooters, in Queens early today. NYPD Commissioner Edward Caban.
The suspect then fled on foot, and the officers began a foot pursuit, which led for several blocks. During the pursuit, the suspect fired multiple rounds at our officers, who then returned fire.
He says the 19-year-old gunman, shot in the leg, is in custody. The former head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Anthony Fauci, will be on the hot seat on Capitol Hill today. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
This Republican-led House Oversight Subcommittee will question Dr. Anthony Fauci for hours today. Fauci will be asked about the social distancing and masking in schools that were implemented during the COVID pandemic, and he will tout the success of the COVID vaccine.
Dr. Fauci served as former President Trump's chief COVID advisor. More garbage, more excrement's been floating from North into South Korea. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
North Korea has been sending hundreds of balloons filled with garbage into South Korea. The North says it's in retaliation for activists in the South who've engaged in loudspeaker propaganda campaigns along the border. Seoul calls the balloon tactic low class, and South Korea is suspending a military deal with the North that was designed to reduce tensions.
Pouring your kid a cup of coffee right now? In a new poll, 23% of parents with teenagers say caffeine is a regular part of their child's life, whether it's soda, tea, coffee, or energy drinks. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 3-year-old was hit by a car in Racine last night. The incident happened near 13th Street and Grand Avenue. The child was conscious and breathing, but bleeding from the head and nose area. It appears the toddler was being taken out of a car by a parent when another vehicle collided with their car, resulting in the child being hit. First responders from the Racine Fire Department and Racine Police Department rushed to the scene to provide medical assistance and investigate what happened. Kenosha's very own is likely to get some help from national Democrats. A chair of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee was on WISN 12's Up Front and talked about possibly giving money in the first congressional district race.
Peter Barca is a proven leader, and he's focused on getting things done, as opposed to Republicans who are arguing with each other and are pushing for an extreme agenda.
Representative Susan DelBene did not commit to fully investing in any other House race beyond Wisconsin's first district. Drivers in Kenosha County are dealing with a few issues this week. The problems are mostly around Pleasant Prairie, with repaving work at Old Green Bay Road and 95th Street. That's going to require a four-day closure this week. The village is also replacing a section of the sewer line on Cooper Road between 75th Street and 80th. Cooper will be closed through next month. Highway H between 50 and 165 is also closed for road work. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Put me in, Coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 6-3 win Sunday to complete a three-game sweep of the White Sox. Now, before the game, Brewers manager Pat Murphy intended to rest catcher William Contreras and shortstop Willy Adames. So why did they end up playing?
I decided that this was a good day to give them a day off. And when they got word of that, they were really upset. They didn't want the day off. And we had a conversation. I let him go out of the room and think about it. Came back, called him back in, said, "You're in." That's the entire truth. It's exactly how it happened.
The crew begin a six-game road trip tonight in Philadelphia. NFL, the Packers announcing training camp will start earlier this year, July 22nd. That's because they kick off the season Friday night, September 6th, against the Eagles in Brazil. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
A little sunshine this morning, becoming mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms by later this afternoon. Our high today, 71, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight and tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, 62 tonight. Our high tomorrow, 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
My first job ever was a dishwasher at the International House of Pancakes. It's a true story. I was like 14 years old. After 3 months, the owner took me aside and said, "I'm promoting you today to busboy." And he said to me, "Please don't talk to any of the customers." He was adamant. He said, I've heard the kind of things your brain comes up with. Please, just let these people enjoy their pancakes. So I said, okay. I bust my very first table. I was walking back to the dish room, and I passed a woman sitting by herself eating a salad. It was lunchtime. And as I was walking by, she said, "Excuse me. Well, what am I supposed to do now?" "I'm not allowed to talk to anybody." I thought, she's stopping me. I better stop, you know? So I put my tray down on another table and I said, "Yes, ma'am." And she said, "There is a hair in this salad." So I thought I'd be funny. And I said, "Well, there are no prizes or anything. Go get the owner." So now I had to go get the owner, who just 5 minutes ago told me not to talk to anybody. And I had to say, "I was just talking to this woman. And she's kind of upset and she wants to talk to you." He's looking at me like, how is this even humanly possible? We walk out to her table and she says, "I just told this young man that there was a hair in my salad. And he told me that there are no prizes or anything." So he looks at me, and he looks at her, and he said, "He's right, there are no prizes or anything." The best boss in the history of bosses.
And say hello to Beth Heidorn, Executive Director of the Racine Zoo. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Don.
She's all dressed for summer. This is not the same Beth who was in here dressed for winter last.
That is true.
Now you're all dressed for summer. And the animals will have their sunglasses all ready to go for the summer. Let me ask you, before we get to all the events at the zoo, Is it different? Do you have to, you know, be different with the animals in the summertime rather than the wintertime? Do they change? Their habits change?
A little bit, because most of them will spend a lot of their time outside in their enclosures and their exhibit spaces, as opposed to back of house, you know, like our rhinos or giraffes don't come out in the wintertime because they're from Africa, so they hang out in their back of house, and now in the summer they're out and about. So, but we, you know, the cleaning and the feeding and the care goes on 24/7, 365 days a year.
And I forgot something I had for you today.
Oh, what's that?
Home and I forgot to bring it. I'll tell you in the break.
Okay.
I'll tell you what it is. Around for Rhinos is coming up.
Yes.
Now this is, you're not going to meet a rhinoceros if that's what you're hoping for in this case.
That is true.
This is called Around for Rhinos. What is this?
Yeah, that's our annual golf tournament. It is on Monday, June 17th, so it's 2 weeks from today. We do have a couple of foursomes available for folks to sign up. It's a 9-hole shotgun start at 2 o'clock at Meadowbrook. You get a fun things. You get to hang out. You can still work almost all morning and get there and have spent a whole day and then just kind of hang out and help support the zoo with a golf tournament. It's really been great. We started that in 2020.
Okay, so it's not like putt-putt golf. It's real golf.
No, it's real golf. Yeah, it's a 9-hole shotgun start.
I said it because I don't know how to play golf.
Right,
so
that's okay.
I just want you to know that. If it's putt-putt, I'm good at the windmill hole.
Yeah, there you go. Next year, we'll do a putt-putt just for you.
And this one has a long name to it. The World Roar Wine Pour. That's like, you know what that is? That's like a tongue twister.
It is. So we took our World Wine Wednesdays and our Roar and Pour, so our wine tasting, our beer tasting, and we mashed them up. So it's World Roar Wine Pour Wednesdays. And we have two of those. The first one is Wednesday, June 19th. And then we have one in August on the 28th. And it's from 6 to 8. It's a nice way to have happy hour with your friends. We move the location throughout the zoo. People get to meet an animal and then have unlimited samples of beer and wine and appetizers.
And you can't feed the animals.
You cannot. No, you're just there to enjoy the atmosphere and see the animals that we have.
The monkeys don't throw anything at you, do
they?
They
do not, no.
I think I told you the story before at the drive-in theater where I went as a kid, the Massapequa Park Zoo, the Bring 'Em Back Alive guy owned the zoo at the time, Frank Buck, and he had the Monkey Mountain there. And people used to taunt the monkeys as they're waiting online to get into the drive-in, and the monkeys started throwing stuff, rocks and whatever they can find, food, whatever they can find. So there were signs, don't taunt the monkeys. Because people used to, you know, scream at them and yell at them. They used to throw rocks back at them.
People need to be respectful of the natural world, for gosh sakes.
I know.
Come on.
But, you know, the mountain was there. The drive-in was there. And they had to coexist. And I remember when I went to school, I remember seeing the monkeys out there at the Monkey Mountain.
Right.
All right, coming up. Now, there's a lot of music events at the zoo this summer.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Animal Crackers. You've got the Sunday Night Concert with the Racine Concert Band. But this one's different. It's called Music at the Zoo Concert Series. What's this one?
Yeah, so we've been asked for many, many years to add more concerts to the zoo because it's beautiful outside, and you're right on Lake Michigan, and you're listening to beautiful music. So we said, okay, we'll add a second concert series. So it's four concerts, and the first one is on Wednesday, June 26th, and that is Dancing Queen, which is an ABBA tribute band. Those tickets are really going off the shelf, so get them today. And then we take a break for 4th of July week, and then it's Animal Crackers, Music at the Zoo, Animal, and then we do every other week for 7 weeks after the 4th. So the second one for Music at the Zoo is Fire and Ice, and that is the 17th of July. And that is a Pat Benatar tribute band. And then on the 31st, it is Respect, which would be an Aretha Franklin tribute band. And then the last one on the 14th is Betsy Adey and the Well-Known Strangers out of Kenosha.
Wow, you get that all memorized. That's pretty good. Not looking at your phone, not looking at a piece of paper or anything. I need paper. You can see I need paper for everything.
I see that. That's okay.
I can't remember anything. Okay, so, and that starts Music at the Zoo.
It starts on June 26th.
Which is a Wednesday.
They're always on a Wednesday. So we're just basically every Wednesday is a concert except the 4th of July week.
This is at the band show.
Yep. Okay. Same place. So it's Animal Crackers, same format. The gates open at 5:30. The concerts start at 7. They do two sets. We're done at 9. You can still have your whole evening. And it's we're just very, very excited to have this happen at the zoo.
And you can bring a picnic basket.
You sure can. The only thing you can't bring is alcohol, because that liquor license is the zoo's, and we will have a full bar for you.
I don't drink anyway.
But you can bring your food if you want to.
Yes.
We also have food there.
Yes, that's excellent. All right, we're gonna board with Beth in just a moment here, but I got to give away something right now. It's our Civic Media Sconny Summer Text to Win statewide contest here at WRJN. Your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize package, Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats, and be a finalist for grand prizes that include a lake house getaway, a trip to Door County, or an escape to Lake Geneva. This word, this hour, here's the keyword. We'll do this every morning at 7 o'clock. The keyword is trip. Trip. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station, which would be WRJN. Use the text button to send the keyword trip for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Again, the word is trip. Find WRJN in the Civic Media app and use the text button to send right now. You have until the end of the hour, so you better do it now. We'll remind you. Again, the word is trip, T-R-I-P. I'm spelling it because somebody's going to say, well, he didn't spell it. I wasn't quite sure what word he was talking about. Okay, but you got to get the Civic Media app downloaded. It takes seconds to download nowadays. Just go to the Google Store or the Apple Store, and you'll find the app and look for WRJN. Again, the word is trip, and we'll have all day long. We have 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 7 o'clock. They're all different words, though. So this hour, the word is trip. Speaking about music, mind if we have a quick song?
Sure.
All right, here we go. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN with Herman Servants.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare. Doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough. It ain't no good to pine. She wants to return those things I bought her. Tell her she can keep them just the same. Things have changed. She doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you'll pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you.
To see you.
That this was actually an MGM movie with Herman's Hermits. Mrs. Brown, you got a lovely daughter. MGM made a movie based on that song, and it wasn't that successful, so they made another one with Herman's Hermits called Hold On. They, like the Beatles, they had two big movies out in the 60s.
I did not know that.
And then Jerry and the Pacemakers had a movie called Ferry Across the Mersey, which was a flop. And then Freddie and the Dreamers had a movie. The Dave Clark Five had a movie, Having a Wild Weekend. All these groups had, and you know what? The Beatles, although they weren't great actors, they knew how to pull it off.
Yeah.
Nobody else knew how to pull it off. Peter Noon did. He was okay in Herman's Hermits. But come on. I mean, Freddie and the Dreamers. Do the Freddie, I'm telling you now, on a movie. I got to see that sometime. It's not on DVD. Having a Wild Weekend, they show a lot on Turner Classic Movies. And I haven't seen Ferry Across the Mersey. And these were released by United Artists. Big movie company released. MGM and United Artists released all these movies. Anyway, we're here with Beth Heindorn, Executive Director of the Racine Zoo. We got a lot to talk about, including something coming up with the milkmen. And this isn't the people who deliver milk to your door. It's the baseball team out of Franklin. That's coming up in just a moment here at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. And Beth Heindorn coming up.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Like 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. Switch today.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees. 45% off 2 lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. See details.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine is holding a free fashion show on Thursday, June 24th from 1 p.m. until 4 in the C Lobby. And you're invited. Come enjoy summer fashions featuring Mary's Unique Boutique with an array of extraordinary items from stylish and contemporary clothing to handcrafted jewelry. Don't get caught in out-of-date styles. Come shop with Mary and be the envy of all. See you at the free fashion show Thursday, June 24th at Fountain Hills Apartments from 1 till 4 in the C Lobby.
What's on Tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Complete your summer style with a Brewers Hawaiian shirt giveaway on July 27th, courtesy of UW Credit Union. The first 30,000 ticketed fans through the gates at the game versus the Marlins will get the Hawaiian shirt. Get tickets at brewers.com/giveaways. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the MaxSync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local civic media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Bowman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Beth Heindorn is here. She is Executive Director of the Racine Zoo. I didn't realize how many events you have coming up.
Well, we got to feed the animals, and we got to keep us relevant and out in the market.
Now, you have a lot of schools that come in there, right?
Oh, we do. We have had, this is like, we're going to be the last big week of school field trips. Yeah. And, you know, we were getting almost 1,000 a day last week just because everyone's like, oh, my gosh, we got to get our field trip in before the end of the year. So, but we do great things for the field trips, and then they do programs when they're on property. So it works out really well. We got a great education department teaching the new minds.
And I like this. You know, you go to some of these towns across America, they don't have a zoo within 300 miles mm-hmm. of their towns. They never get to see this stuff. We are so fortunate. Not only do we have the Racine Zoo, we got the Milwaukee Zoo and the Chicago Zoo.
Yeah, we're rich with zoos and stewardship opportunities.
And of course, it takes a lot of money to feed the animals, vet care. We talked about that before. Mm-hmm. You need special vets.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the vet I use for my dog can't take care of these animals.
Some can. And then they just, learn exotic medicine, which is different for the animals at a zoo than they are for a cow or your dog from your house. But they go through lots of training just like every other vet does and more because, they've got to take care of the animals that are exotic. And the challenge is they may not know what might be wrong with an animal. So they have to go and talk to people across the country because it could be the first time that we're seeing that type of behavior or activity. And we need to make sure that we do the best we can for the animals.
Well, coming up Monday, July, this is the first, do you ever do an event with the milkman before?
This is our fourth year.
Shows you how I am of everything going on around me. So what is this now? The milkmen are a baseball team.
They are a baseball team. So on Monday, July 1st, it's 6:35 is the start of the game, and we play the Sioux City Explorers. So we are their highlighted nonprofit of that game. So we get part of the sales for tickets as people go through the portal on our zoo's website at racinezoo.org, go to events, do the drop down, go to milkmen, and then go through that portal. And part of those sales come to the zoo. We'll have a 50-50 raffle when we're up there. We bring animals up there. It's just we're just very, very fortunate that we're that nonprofit for that day. We'll do a little conversation like you and I are having. The milkman people come and talk to us, and we'll be on air there. So it just makes for a great day. And it's a baseball game. Who doesn't like baseball in the summer?
Yeah. And also, there's a drive-in movie theater on the premises. Milky Way Drive-In, which I've got to check it out sometime because I went to the very last movie ever shown at the last Marcus Drive-In. They own the, in Menomonee Falls, they own the Starlight Drive-In. And the last movie ever played there, coincidentally, was Milk Money.
Oh, my gosh.
And I went that night, and they shut down the projector after the movie was over, and it never opened again. I knew they were closing it down. And I remember talking to the guy from Marcus Theaters, and he said, "We are now out of the drive-in movie business."
Oh.
That was the last one. You know what happens? The land values become too expensive. And here in Wisconsin, you can only keep a drive-in movie open 3 months a year.
Right. Right.
And you can't make a profit doing something like that. So that was it. And you mentioned Milkmen, and Milk Money was the last movie. I forget the actress who starred in that. Oh, it was Tippi Hedren's daughter. What's her name?
Yep.
You know who I'm talking about?
I do.
I can't think of her name, but she was the star of that movie, Milk Money. And I remember Melanie Griffith. That's good. When the movie was over, it was the end of an era. I hate to play taps. All right, we're going to touch on this, then we're going to talk more after the news. Animal Crackers. This is the big event that packs the zoo.
Yep, 38th year.
38 years?
Yeah, we're very excited.
Almost as old as I am, okay.
Exactly. We've got a great lineup this year. We start on Wednesday, July 10th with David Clark's All About Joel. We're very excited to have him come out. He sells out his audiences out on the East Coast. On Wednesday, July 24th, we have Rick Braun, so that will be awesome. The 7th of August, we have the Jimmies. And then on August 21st, last year we had a rain out the first concert. We still went on with 300 people there. Terrence Simeon and the Zydeco Experience. So we're bringing them back for that last concert. So they can, because they were phenomenal last year for those 300 people that hung out in the rain with us. And it was great. So we wanted more people to see them. So it's going to really be a great lineup.
It's almost like going there because Dave Mack always posts all the pictures he takes there with everybody.
Yeah.
So it's almost like I'm there.
even if you weren't there, right. But you need to be there. This is going to be a great concert series.
And again, bring your food.
You can bring food, yep.
No alcohol.
No alcohol, because we have a bar there.
Oh, you can buy,
we have a bar there. Yeah, we also have food vendors there, so the zoo will have stuff. Roma Lodge is there. O&H Danish Bakery is there. So there's food to buy. And then there's, of course, beverages. And then we have pop and soda and all that kind of stuff.
So where do you get your tickets for that?
You can get your tickets online at racinezoo.org. And you can buy either season tickets for $105. Or you can buy individual tickets. So they're $35 a pop. So for season tickets, you pay for three, but you get four concerts. So it's a really great deal. Or you could just go buy an individual ticket if you'd like to.
That sounds like a fun night.
It's a wonderful night. And it's hump night, too. It's Wednesday. Everyone likes it. I mean, we'll have between 1,500 and 2,500 people per concert. It is phenomenal.
It's funny because the people who live, and there are houses in that right where the place is. And if you walk on the beach, you can probably hear the music from the beach.
I'm sure they can't see it. No, you can't see it, but people can hear it.
Yeah, you're right there on the beach, and it's just a great night. I love even when I go to the band concerts they have on Sunday nights. It's just nice because the you hear the waves coming up on the beach and everything. And that's nice.
It's a wonderful atmosphere, for sure.
That's good. Don't forget about our Civic Media Sconny Summer Text to Win statewide contest going on right now, this hour. Your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize package, Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats, or be a finalist for grand prizes that include a lake house getaway, a trip to Door County, or an escape to Lake Geneva. This hour's keyword is trip. Trip. T-R-I-P. Trip. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find WRJN and use the text button to send the keyword trip. Your chance to win in the statewide contest. Again, trip, in case you didn't hear it the first five times. Find WRJN on the Civic Media app and use the text button to send it right now. You have until the end of the hour. Good luck. Our next one will be at 10 o'clock, actually 9 o'clock, with Cindy Huber. As soon as she gets on the air this morning at 9, she'll have another one for you. But this hour, it's trip. So text to win now. Get that Civic Media app right now. Beth Heidorn is here, Executive Director of the Racine Zoo. More coming up. It's 7:31.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A chaotic scene unfolded Saturday at the Drager Langendorf Funeral Home when police responded to a report of a fight involving 150 people and a man with a gun. Five people were arrested, including the person who showed the gun. Four others were involved in the melee inside the funeral home, with one suspect taken to the hospital before being taken into custody. Police from both Racine and Kenosha County responded to that scene Saturday. A new Racine city administrator is almost ready. Pending approval by the Common Council during its meeting tomorrow, Jim Sullivan is about to take the job, taking over from the retiring Paul Vornholt. A statement says Sullivan was selected after an extensive recruitment process. Sullivan brings over two decades of public service experience as an alderman, state senator, and department director, most recently serving as the director of Milwaukee County Child Support Services. If you see a lot of people on two wheels today and this week, it's Bike to Work Week. From June 1st to June 15th, officials encourage people to commute by bicycle. In Kenosha County, there are Bike to Work prizes up for grabs, including bicycle-themed clothing, bike equipment, and passes to local attractions. The Bike to Work Weeks will conclude on June 15th with the Dairy Air Bike Ride. That's a 26-mile round trip from Bristol Woods Park to the Kenosha County Dairy Breakfast. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Beef producers from across Wisconsin made a generous donation to Feeding Wisconsin. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. The Wisconsin Beef Council presented a check for more than $1,100 to Feeding Wisconsin in the Madison area. The donation happened because of a fundraiser hosted by the Wisconsin Beef Council to purchase beef for families in need. Caitlin Kessler with the Wisconsin Beef Council explains why they believe the donation is going to the right place.
We know that beef can be a great nutrient source, whether it's for infants and toddlers who are just starting to grow their physical and cognitive development, to adolescents who are growing into their adult bodies and need that nutrition to maintain growth, to our adults who need to maintain that body mass. Beef can be a delicious nutrient powerhouse, and we want to make sure that folks have access to that for their families, no matter what their financial situation may be.
Caitlin Kessler with the Wisconsin Beef Council. They generated the funds for that donation to Feeding Wisconsin by selling clothing for the very first time. T-shirts, long sleeve t-shirts, and sweatshirts that featured beef cuts with the text, "You can't live a full life on an empty stomach." They sold 235 shirts across the state. Markets on a Monday morning. Corn and soybeans still lagging behind, but the Dow Jones Industrial Average turning things around. Numbers are next.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
On Friday in Chicago, the barrel cheese was unchanged. So was the 40-pound block cheese, and AA butter gained 6 cents to $3.09 a pound. This morning, December corn's down three at $4.64. November soybeans down a dime, $11.75. The July wheat, that's up 3.5, currently at $6.82. June class three milk for cheese up three at $19.41. The July milk down six right now, $20.23 a hundredweight. Just a quick snapshot on the markets on a Monday. I'm Pam Yonke.
A little sunshine this morning, becoming mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms by later this afternoon. Our high today, 71, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight and tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. 62 tonight. Our high tomorrow, 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
So I'm out in California. Going to movies a lot. Yeah, going to movies is a drag, too, out there, because you have to pay either $8 to park, yeah, or you valet it. So I'm like, should I either pay $8 or I have to hand my keys over to a guy who just got in the country that morning? So then I go in, I go to the snack bar. I don't think it should be legal to call anything that costs $18.50 a snack. Yeah, those are nice Twizzlers. Do you have financial aid? So I go in and sit down, and they have DHX, THX, 55 other ways to bust my eardrums. Okay, it's loud, you win! Start! And God forbid anyone in front of me is 5'2 or over. I just can't see. If some girl's in front of me and she's got a scrunchie in her head, forget it. I'm just gonna go home. Block out 88% of the screen. Halfway through, I'm like, hey, Mel Gibson's in this. Right on.
All right, I want to remind you again, it's our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest this hour on WRJN. Your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize package, Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats, and be a finalist for grand prizes that include a lake house getaway, a trip to Door County, or an escape to Lake Geneva. The keyword this hour is trip. That's trip. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores, find WRJN, and use the text button to send the keyword TRIP for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Again, the word is TRIP. Find WRJN in the Civic Media app. Use that text button to send it right now. You have until the end of the hour. Good luck. Beth Heidorn is here, Executive Director of the Racine Zoo. I can't believe how many events you've got coming up this summer. I mean, you guys are going to be working day and night.
I love high season. It's very energizing.
What'd you call it?
High season.
High season.
Yeah, from Memorial Day through October is when we have, you know, we're the busiest.
Oh, high season.
So I call it high season. Shoulder season would be like end middle of March to April. And then the other shoulder season would be my November, December. So.
Well, you always have something big around Halloween or Christmas time.
Yeah, yeah, so we'll it's be one doing jack-o'-lantern nights again this year. Yeah. We'll come back and talk about that.
You know what I have on my phone here? I've got all the pictures from the Chinese lights.
Oh, yeah.
I've got them on my phone.
We'll get them back someday.
Oh, I just love looking. It was freezing the night I was there.
Yeah.
But it was, I just loved it. And I took these pictures because I said, I might not ever get a chance to see this again.
Right. Yeah. That was beautiful.
How did some of the lights wind up on Monument Square?
Oh, we had, they left some of them there. And yeah. So we talked to Kelly Cruz, who was the Downtown Racine Corp Executive Director, and said, we've got some lanterns if you guys want a couple. And they were able to come and get them and bring them over there. So
I think she's coming in a week from today.
Oh, awesome. She's fabulous.
Yeah. I love that name, too.
Yeah.
Kelly Cruz. And then we've got Angela Speed from the Wisconsin Humane Society.
Oh, she's great,
too. Cruz and Speed. I wish I had a cool name like that. All right, you got Margarita Fest coming up on Saturday, July 6th. That sounds tasty.
It is. People get to come and taste 12 different margaritas.
Oh, boy.
And we'll have about 350 to, you know, we sell out at 500. The ticket sales are going really great. We've got Johnny Russler in the Beach Bum Band, who is going to be playing. So he had opened for Jimmy Buffett long, long time ago. So that will get my Jimmy Buffett fix, because when he passed last year, I was a huge Parrot head. So this band will be great. We'll get everybody energized. And it's just kind of a fun way. It's going to be very tropical. We've got, you know, everyone will get greeted with a tropical lay, and they'll get to have some good food, and they'll hang out on the lake, and it's in our pavilion and north of the pavilion. So there'll be games and things that people can try and spend some money and win some games and win some prizes. So it's really going to be fun. This is our third year doing Margarita Fest.
So Key West comes to the zoo.
A little bit.
I was at Key West, and I didn't go in, but because it was so crowded. Jimmy Buffett had a bar, a restaurant there in Key West, and it was packed.
He's greatly missed.
Yeah, and I'm not a big drinker, and I don't like crowds, so.
So Key West was probably not where you should have gone on vacation.
Key West was fine, just his place
beautiful.
Was packed.
I know, I'm just kidding.
It was just very crowded in there. Now, you've got something big coming up, and this one interests me, Zoo Summer Camp.
Yeah, so we have camp for kids age 3.
Oh, for kids.
Kids. Through kids entering 7th grade. And we are very excited. We've got lots of sales going on. And what's nice about it is there are certain weeks where 1st and 2nd graders is in one class and 3rd and 4th graders. So if parents have kids that are where split the grades, they can still drop them off at the same time. And then they can work it out into their schedule. And you can do early drop-off, late pickup, so that we can adjust to the parents' or the guardian's time frame to drop their kids off and pick them up.
And what do they learn?
They learn everything. They go all around the zoo. The classes are themed according to the age level and meet the local, state, and national science standards. Even in the summer, it's okay to learn. And but you're at a zoo, so kids don't really think they're learning, but they really are learning.
You trick them.
And I love it when they go to camp one week and the next week they're bringing their parents and they're showing their parents and talking all about the animals while the kids are giving the tour to the parents. And that to me is just magical. I just love that part.
Do they get to do anything with the animals?
Yeah. So some of the kids, we have the upper level kids get to be zookeepers for a day. So they are helping the keepers out, helping make diets and cleaning up spaces. And the little kids.
The poop bucket is over there.
Well,
you got to do it.
Every animal poops. So you got to take care of it. And then, but we always have animal ambassadors and there's animal presentations throughout the day and they do crafts and games.
Is it a limited number of people?
Yeah, there's like 15 kids per class.
Yeah.
So there's an instructor and then helpers so that we have a good ratio of instructors to kids. And it's just, they have such a good time. So, and some of these kids get to do more fun things than I get to do. And so, but the older kids, they come and interview me what it's like to be a zoo director and they got to talk to the curator. So they really have a good time. And what's really also interesting is some of these kids then become volunteers, which they can at the age of 12. And so then they would be the next generation of helping those little kids the following summer.
Oh, wow.
And then they go from that to being an adult volunteer. And, you know, we've got one person who was a camper, then a volunteer, and now works for us. So, you know, it's that progression of that continual education. So we just love it.
So how does somebody sign their kid up for this?
So you're going to go to our website, racinezoo.org, and go into the education tab and then do that drop down. And then you'll see all the classes with every grade level is in there and age level. So they would click on that. And then you'd see all the different weeks and the themes for those kids. And then you choose from there, whatever fits into your schedule. We do have some weeks that have already closed out because they're sold. So people got to get in there. We start in just a couple weeks.
How much is it?
It ranges in price.
This is the first time you actually have to read something.
I don't want to lie about it. So, so it's going to range in price all the way from.
I think I have it too here.
Hold on. Might have it. And, of course, there's member rates and there's non-member rates.
Here it is. There's a $20 administrative fee per child charged. Oh, for changes of dates.
If you have to change. Because some people sign up and then they're like, oh, shoot, I need to do something different. So so it's $200 if you're a member. It's $225 for the week if you're a non-member. So that's kind of where the range is. And some people, we have kids already signed up for 3 or 4 weeks. It's the same child because that works for that family. So then you just pick your weeks.
Oh, here it is right here. Yeah, $200. Yeah. Okay.
Well, and then they come for the whole week.
And they get to sleep in the cages with the animals. That's a sleepover.
Stop.
Yeah, that is great, though, especially, you know, if a kid has in their head they want to be a veterinarian someday or deal with that. This is great.
It's wonderful. And kids just love it. Parents love it. We're a very safe place for the parents to drop off their kids. And they have a really good time. And, you know, the siblings get to go to class together, but they're in different classes. So that kind of makes them feel good about all of that, too. So
I wish
this
stuff had been around when I was a kid. My mother wanted to send me to day camp. And I didn't want to go for some reason. I don't know why, but all the kids in the neighborhood went.
Yeah.
So I was all alone all day long.
Yeah.
Because they all came back from day camp and said, oh, we had a great day today. You should see what we did. Yeah, well, I don't want to hear about it.
Right.
And I wish I had gone.
Yes, you should have. And that's the same type of thing.
Mother said, why did you say, and years later when, you know.
Sure.
She's 90 and I'm what I am. She said, I remember you saying no to that. Why? I said, I don't know. I just was afraid to go. I don't know why. I just didn't want to go.
Right.
I regret it now. But this is great.
Yeah. And again, ages 3 through kids entering 7th grade.
And it lasts again for how long?
It's a week long. And we start the week of the 17th, which is 2 weeks from today. And it goes through mid-August.
Hmm.
So you've got plenty of time to figure out what will work for you.
So I can sneak in as what age group?
You could be the 13? Maybe the or the age 3.
Age 3?
Is this mental or physical age?
Oh, thank you.
I'm just
kidding,
John.
All this free time.
I'm giving you the business.
I know, but you know what you're saying is true. So, hey, it's our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest going on this hour at WRJN. Your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize package, Milwaukee Brewers club level seats, and be a finalist for grand prizes that include a lake house getaway, a trip to Door County, or an escape to Lake Geneva. This hour's keyword is TRIP, T-R-I-P, TRIP. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find WRJN and use that text to win button. Just text the keyword TRIP for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Again, the word is TRIP. Find WRJN on the Civic Media app. Use the text button to send right now. You have until the end of the hour. Good luck. Our next one will be with Cindy Huber coming up at 9 o'clock this morning.
Bye.
Carole King, Jerry Goffin wrote that song, One Fine Day of the Chiffons. Here where you'll find local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And you'll also find Beth Heindorn, executive director of the Racine Zoo, a treasure in Racine. I know a lot of people take this for granted. The Racine Zoo is there on Main Street. But let me tell you something. Most of America doesn't have a zoo within hundreds of miles.
Right.
I mean, if you live out in some of these towns in the middle Midwest or even in New England or in the South, they don't have zoos.
An accredited.
And they're to run.
Right. They got to eat and they got to have animal care and vet care and all of those types of things and enclosure fixing and changing light bulbs so that we have different UV things. It's crazy how much goes into running a zoo.
I didn't watch Tiger King. Was that about a zoo?
No, it was about a person who had exotic animals.
But it wasn't a zoo.
It was not a zoo, no.
Oh, he just owned them personally?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I didn't watch that.
I think people could go and see it, but it wasn't an accredited zoo. It was more of a wayside place.
Come see the reptiles on your way to Niagara Falls.
Right.
Something
right.
like that. Yeah, I didn't see it, but everybody was talking about it.
Yeah.
And I never, during COVID, that was like the hottest show to watch.
Yeah.
I didn't see it, though.
Yeah, I chose not to watch it.
Well, I didn't choose. I didn't know about it until after it was all over. Okay, and let's talk about the last event here. It's Slumber Safari. This sounds good. Sleeping under the stars at the zoo.
It is.
Wow.
We have, we just had two this past weekend, which was great. Two different ones back to back. So you come at 5 o'clock on the night and you stay till the next morning at 9:00. In the morning, we have four of them coming up this summer that are all themed. The first one coming up on June 29th, which is a Saturday, through Sunday, June 30th, is called Noises of the Night. So it is what I love about it is that staying overnight where you can hear, you talk about the animals in your backyard. These are different noises. And we also have those animals that walk themselves through the zoo. And you just never know what those noises and the it's going
to
be.
I hear the lion roar when I used to walk my dog in the morning on the lake. You get
yeah, so the kids get to usually wake up to that.
Yeah.
And it is phenomenal. So we have private ones, but these are all family-based ones that we have coming up. And they could be a scout group. It could be a bunch of families. I just love it. There's anywhere from 25 to 100 people that will sleep overnight at the zoo. And they have a pizza dinner. We start off with a pizza dinner. There's s'mores because who doesn't want s'mores when you're doing a camp out? And then they have breakfast the next morning. And they sometimes they make enrichment for the animals. They get to do tours at night, do back of house things. And it's just, you know, sleeping at the zoo is
where do they,
just
where do you
phenomenal.
Sleep?
Well, they have tent. People either bring their tent or they can rent a tent from us. And they are, you know, where the band plays for the Sunday night concerts. It would be up on that hill. So north of that high road. Up by where the beverage oasis is and the food is for those concert series.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. It's really great. And the two that we had this past weekend, those kids are going to be talking about those events.
Oh, you had the first one already.
We had two private ones. So we have people can, you know, if they don't like the dates that work for that we have on the books, some people say we've got a group of 50 people and we want to book a private one just for our group. The other ones that we have for the public are could be one family from this city and one family from this city and they're mashed together. Some people like to have a big group all at the same time. And that's what happened this last week. We had two back to back.
Whoa, this sound I've never heard of this before. And so how much does it cost?
Yeah, it is it's price per person. It is $70 per participant, and that includes everything from your admission to the two meals and the s'mores, sleeping over, the tours.
What an adventure.
It is an adventure, and we really, and we like it. And members get a 10% discount, so instead of 70, it'd be 63 per head. And come on out. We've got four that are on the books. So you just go to racinezoo.org, go to the event page, drop down to Slumber Safari.
This is my favorite event.
I know. You've got it. Well, we've had adults come. We've had a group of adults that just rent, and they'll do an adult-only sleepover.
You know, I wanted to, at one time, sleep in the backyard of my house. Mm. But now that I know what's going on there,
you might
possums and foxes and raccoons and squirrels and cats and stuff running around, maybe I'm going to think twice about that.
It makes for an adventure.
All right, more coming up with Beth. We're going to review everything we talked about in just a moment here at WRJN, where it's our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest going on. This hour, it's your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize package, the Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats, and be a finalist for grand prizes, including a lake house getaway, a trip to Door County, or an escape to Lake Geneva. This hour's keyword is trip. Trip. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find WRJN. Use the text button to send that keyword trip. Be your chance to win in this statewide contest. Again, the word is trip. Find WRJN on the Civic Media app. Use the text button to send it right now. You have until the end of the hour. So good luck to you. And the end of the hour is coming up in just 6 minutes.
Get ready to go all in for cash battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of 200 grand in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Our drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split 20 grand. Cash battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio.
Sponsored by Age of Learning.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free, 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Beth Heidorn is here at 7:57 at WRJN, looking for a sunny day today. Highs near 72, it's not too bad. 60 degrees and sunny right now here at Radio Park. And you've got a ton of events coming up. We talked about them now for people just tuning in. We have a quick review. Let me get my review sheet that I put together here. All right. We start off with a round for rhinos.
A round for rhinos. 2 weeks from today.
Not winos, but rhinos.
Rhinos. That is correct. The animal. The animal.
Not the winos, the humans.
Yeah, okay. And it's great. It's a 9-hole shotgun start at 2 o'clock at Meadowbrook. Get your tickets. We still have a couple foursomes available. Some hole sponsors are always welcome. But it's a really great way to support the zoo and do what you love, which is golfing, which is what a lot of people like to do right now.
Okay, then we got the World Roar Wine Pour. That's
Wednesday.
That real slowly.
Yes, sir. You did it right. That's awesome. And that is from 6 to 8 on Wednesday, June 19th. And they'll be able to have unlimited samples of wine and beer and appetizers and just hang out at the zoo and bring back the camaraderie. We have a lot of supporters of that. We'll get all those regulars back this year.
Music at the Zoo Concert Series.
Yep, starts on June 26th, and it goes. There are four different concerts. We start off with Dancing Queen, and which is an ABBA tribute. Get your tickets online at racinezoo.org. Go to events, drop down, Music at the Zoo. You can buy season tickets, or you can buy individual ones.
Are they going to wear the bell bottoms?
I believe they will.
I used to have those.
I think we all did.
Bell bottoms and flare bottoms.
Yeah.
They're two different kinds. The Milwaukee Milkmen. Now, this is not on premises. This is in Franklin.
Yes, this is in Franklin. This is at their field. It's the game on July 1st. The game starts at 6:35, and we are their highlighted nonprofit that day. So we'll have some animals up there. We'll be doing 50-50 raffle. It's just really a great night, and we appreciate them letting us be their nonprofit that night.
And the big one, Animal Crackers Concert Series, kicks in.
Yes, it does. It kicks off on July 10th with David Clark's All About Joel. Very excited about that. And then it is the four concerts, as usual, every other Wednesday, right on Lake Michigan. We've got food. We've got liquor, beer, wine, you name it. And then, of course, you can bring your own food in there. You can buy tickets online or season tickets.
Margarita Fest.
Margarita Fest.
Self-description there.
Yes, Saturday, July 6th. You get to taste 12 different margaritas. Enjoy the weather out there. It's going to be a very tropical event. We've got Johnny Russer and the Beach Bum Band will be playing a little bit of that Buffett music for all of us parrot heads that are still in mourning from Jimmy's passing.
Summer camp. Now, keep in mind, remember, someday your kid is going to choose the home you're going into. So be nice to them now. They'll remember.
There you go. That starts on June 17th. We're just 2 weeks away from our first week of camp. We do kids from age 3 to kids entering seventh